Good evening.
안녕하세요.
You may want to ask, how are you?
요즘 어떠세요?
If someone asks you the same question, you can answer, fine.
좋습니다.
Very well.
아주 좋습니다.
So-so.
그저 그렇습니다.
To ask, what's your name? Say,
성함이 어떻게 되십니까?
You may hear, my name is Mr. Kim.
제 이름은 Mr. Kim입니다.
Or, my name is Mrs. Kim.
제 이름은 Mrs. Kim입니다.
A good expression to know is, it's nice to meet you.
만나서 반갑습니다.
And finally, to say goodbye to someone, say,
안녕히 계세요.
Or, see you later.
이따 뵙겠습니다.
Or, see you soon.
다음에 뵙겠습니다.
Or simply, good night.
안녕히 계세요.
And that brings us to the end of our first lesson. If you'd like to go back and review, just listen again until you feel comfortable with these expressions. Lesson 2. Basic Expressions. Now let's listen to some important basic expressions that will come in handy. To say thank you, say
감사합니다.
Or, thank you very much.
대단히 감사합니다.
To which, of course, you'll hear, you're welcome.
천만에요.
Please is
제발.
To say yes, say
네.
And no is
아니요.
To get someone's attention, say, excuse me.
실례합니다.
If you accidentally bump into someone, you could say, pardon me.
죄송합니다.
Or, I'm sorry.
미안합니다.
Some other basic survival expressions are, I don't understand.
잘 모르겠습니다.
And, I don't speak Korean.
저는 한국어를 못합니다.
You could ask, do you speak English?
영어를 할 줄 아세요?
Or you could say, I don't speak Korean very well.
저는 한국어를 잘 못합니다.
You may need to say, speak slowly, please.
천천히 말씀해 주세요.
To ask someone to repeat something, say, repeat, please.
다시 말씀해 주세요.
Lesson 3. Numbers. Knowing numbers is very important to understand times, dates, addresses, and phone numbers. The easiest way to learn numbers is in small groups. Let's start with 0, 1, 2, 3. In Chinese,